Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Eric Jones, mayoral candidate for the upcoming municipal election for the municipality of Blanc-Sablon. Keep in mind that advance polling will be held on October 23rd from noon to 8 p.m., and regular polling day will be held on October 30th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Hi, Eric. Thank you for joining us today on CFBS.
Hi, Abby. I'd like to thank CFBS for giving me the opportunity to do this.
Thank you. And can you begin by telling us what will your main focus points be if elected as mayor on October 30th? And what would be the first municipal issue that you hope to address?
Sure. Well, my main focus is, if I do get elected on October 30th, in no particular order, one of them would be the completion of the sewer project. I think it's a long time coming. I think it's about time that we get that project on the go and done. That would also allow us to finally have all our roads paved, which would be also something that I think everybody could agree is a long time coming as well. I mean, if it's not something that can be done in the really short term, I think there also has to be maybe some short-term solutions just in the meantime. But for sure, it's a big thing. It really has to be done. I think new land development is the key to growth in our municipality. I think it has to be done. We have to develop new land developments. I believe, I think if we do it at the same time, we could probably have them with the sewer and water included, and maybe to pave. That would be also something that I think everybody could agree would be best. If we do go with land developments, which we should, I believe affordable housing is probably an initiative that the municipality would have to look at. I think recycling needs to restart in the short term. And after that, there's big demand for it. So after that, I think there needs to be a long-term municipal initiative put in place, something where we might be a little bit more on our own. We don't have to depend on anybody else. I believe that we should update our MATA policy. Now, our MATA policy, for those who aren't aware, MATA is MATA Québec, which is the Municipalité Amis des Aînés, so Friends of the Elderly. It's an organization that funds initiatives to make a community's infrastructure more accessible. They encourage municipalities to elaborate action plans targeting potential accessibility improvements in the community. An action plan ensures that there is possibility of funding, so therefore an action plan needs to be elaborated and needs to be in date. I think that is something that we can strive towards. I think we can make our community more accessible to our elderly, and that would ensure that we could do it with government funds. The arena is another one of my main focuses. I think that as a municipality, as elected officials, we need to recognize it as a major part of our municipality. We need to promote it, support it, and as a municipality, we have to represent it. We have to make sure that we're actively searching for funding opportunities to make sure that it continues to offer the service it does. And more funding would ensure that this goes on while minimizing the spending of taxpayer dollars. I also think that with the arena, there could be a possibility there of diversifying what we offer in addition to hockey. I think that a main focus, an important focus that I would have anyway, would be to support current and help put in place working committees in regards to social, cultural, sports, and leisure, and economic development in our municipality. As my first issue, not to use issue as a bad word, but I would be eager to be given the opportunity to participate in the adoption of our new municipal budget.
And what development potentials would you like to see for the municipality of Blanc-Sablon?
So one of the potentials I see for development would be tourism. I believe that this community has there's a lot of history here. We have breathtaking views. We have amazing tourism opportunities. As a matter of fact, all three villages have their own little opportunities there. We have the advantage that tourists come through our area using out-of-province road infrastructure, as we know, to get to a ferry to go to the other part of the province. They pass through this community, this municipality. They stay at our hotels for a short time. I believe that there is a way there to retain them, maybe it for only a couple days. The demand is here. They're here. They want to see something. We can capitalize on it, but we have to put in place tourism infrastructure to develop that. I think it's a sustainable way to develop tourism. And when I speak about tourism, I speak example Greenland. I think that the history, the views, the access that we can make with it is a great development potential for our municipality. Another potential I see is agriculture. I know it's not something we talk about a whole lot in this community, but there is an untapped agricultural potential in this region. As we've seen by initiatives in La Tabatière and Tétarabelin, we know that it's proven that it can be done. Studies and projects that have been done in similar climates have shown it to be feasible. There is funding available, so as a municipality, really all we have to do is just put forth policies that support it. I think that as a development potential, I believe that participating and supporting our local organizations' retention efforts by offering more social and cultural activities and housing potential would be a plus for us. When I speak of retention efforts, I mean, example, the CIS or the school board, having people come into work and the municipality doing its part to try to keep these people here by offering more services. I think that as a potential, a great potential for development is recognizing and supporting members of our community and working committees. It's a great way to ensure sustainable growth. Leadership is a catalyst for change and growth, and I think as elected official, we must recognize and support this.